Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The defining elements of some of our most beautiful old neighborhoods are large, mature trees. In addition to being attractive, they moderate harsh temperatures and add monetary value to homes. Old photographs reveal that when most of the houses were built, the yards did not harbor big trees, and the value and beauty of such specimens did not accrue until many years passed. Not much has changed in this arena in North Louisiana. For whatever reasons, developers and home builders in this region usually adopt a scorched earth policy when it comes to preparing house sites. Whether an entire subdivision or a single residence is the objective, the most popular plan of action seems to be to begin with bare soil devoid of anything green. Ironically, in many such cases, beautiful trees are removed, trees similar to those that new homeowners will promptly try to establish at considerable expense in labor and cost, and even then the desired effects of mature specimens are 50 years in the future. The scorched earth practice is not standard procedure throughout the country, and like littering, is a self-inflicted injury especially common in our region. One doesn't have to travel far north, east, or west out of Louisiana to find examples of great efforts being made to preserve existing natural vegetation in areas of residential construction. And it does take effort. Simply wrapping orange flagging tape around the trunk of a tree is little more than symbolic. At a minimum, all activity beneath the drip line of existing trees must be prohibited. Occasionally, some trees are not bulldozed, but soil compaction around the trees during construction is a death sentence, the execution of which may take a few years as the tree slowly succumbs. Those who promote economic development in our region often mention quality of life issues as critical factors in attracting new businesses. Notwithstanding the environmental benefits of responsible development, we must begin to think beyond littering in order to be successful in this arena.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.